Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Rosalie Berg, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Me Versus the Garbage Cans. Who will win? My husband travels for work a lot. Every week, to be exact, leaving me, our two boys, and our notoriously obnoxious 18-month-old dog, Oscar. I like to count Oscar's age in months to emphasize that he is still a puppy and is often the most challenging member of my household. My husband has been in a traveling role since we moved to Texas from San Francisco 6 years ago. I should be used to it by now. It should be folded into the very fiber of my existence as a mom. It should feel as natural as saying I'm left-handed, which I am, but still, I struggle. Maybe it's because it's summer and I didn't plan enough camps or sitters, leaving me to be the cruise director for my two active boys and Oscar. There's also the bottomless household crap that builds up and drains me of my feeble reserves. There are the countless dicey parenting scenarios that constantly crop up out of the blue, leaving me longing for my husband to bounce things off of or simply toss the baton to as I throw up my arms and walk away. Then there's garbage day. The day that fills me with the most dread and rage. I know there are millions upon millions of single moms out there who have no choice but to contend with garbage day. There is no alternative. I don't mean to belittle their experience by whining about this task. But that's the entire premise of this piece, to whine about garbage day like the whiny little Karen that I am. I like to think the household chores in my home are not gendered. We are so damn evolved. My husband cooks, sometimes, and cleans dishes, sometimes. I enjoy assembling the random shit I buy from Amazon, sometimes. All that bullshit aside, I think we can universally agree that garbage cans are for men. I know what you're thinking. What a feminist! But let's be real. Garbage cans are gross, large, bulky, exceptionally heavy when full, and stinky. We have two giant bins that could each easily fit my family of four and are always overflowing. Garbage bags that don't fit inside the bin start to stack up atop the trash bin, and cardboard boxes ooze out of recycling, forever reminding me of my Amazon addiction. Our driveway is on an incline. Every Wednesday night I moan and groan and look at my kids, who are definitely too scrawny to offer much help. I make my way towards the bins of doom, tripping over 30 versions of the same scooter as I approach. The smell is overwhelming. It's summer and my garage averages 105 degrees Fahrenheit. I shake something near the cans to scare away any vermin or snakes that might be hiding. I have yet to see either in my garage, but it's Texas, so it's just a matter of time. It's as inevitable as encountering herpes in Vegas. I toss the extra garbage bags off the first bin and attempt to wiggle it towards me in preparation for the precarious journey down our driveway. It won't budge. I try pushing the other end. Nope. So I open the lid and start removing some of the weight. One of the bags I lift up has a quarter-sized hole. Red liquid oozes out all over my feet and the garage, thereby sealing my fate for encountering both vermin and vermin-eating reptiles in the coming days. Giddy up. Now the bin is light enough to embark on its downhill journey. I wrestle it free and we're off. I maneuver it onto two wheels like a boss and start rolling it down. I got this. I am strong. I am capable. I am independent. I am the clumsiest motherfucker on the planet. Bam! I trip over something on my driveway, which could be a snake for all I know. I lose my grip on the bin. This sends it flying down my driveway towards the street. It slows down when it hits the sidewalk, but face plants onto the street, emptying most of its contents. I run like a flailing chicken towards the mess, flip the bin upright, and start hefting the garbage bags back where they belong. Most of them have holes, and garbage is flying all over my street. You're welcome, neighbors. I set the bin where it belongs and make my way up the driveway for round two, recycling. I stomp on a few cardboard boxes and shove them into the bin with minimal success. Screw it! It's fine if some pieces of cardboard are poking out. What's the worst that can happen? Everything, that's what. A giant gust of wind flips open the lid as I'm trying to steer it down the driveway without eating shit this time. This sends scraps of cardboard, plastic, and papers flying everywhere. I panic and let go of the bin and chase the debris as the recycling bin meets the same fate as its buddy, trash bin. Only this time, bottles upon bottles of wine, tequila, and beer come flooding out for all the neighborhood to see. We host a lot of gatherings, but none of that matters. I look like a mom on the edge with a serious drinking problem. I am definitely a mom on the edge. I survey the damage and get to work collecting the remnants of a good time had by many. Some of the bottles have shattered during the crash, adding to the charm of my favorite weekday chore. I run inside and yell at my kids to put their video games down and come help. They must need hearing tests. I grab a broom and head out. A neighbor is standing over the heaping mess, looking up at me with a mixed look of pity and disgust. Need a hand? Oh, I think I got it. Thanks, though, I say, scrambling to shove the empty bottles in first, gashing my thumb in the process. He notices my thumb, shakes his head, and walks off. He glances back a couple of times, muttering something about how it looks like we had quite a party. I finish cleaning up the fragments, then run around my cul-de-sac like a nutball, gathering all the loose papers and plastic bags decorating everyone's front yards. This takes me about an hour because wind. Finally, I smoosh the contents I'd gathered up, close the lids, and mutter 600 F-bombs before heading inside. I lean on the door, feeling relieved that the ordeal is over. It could have been worse, I reminded myself. Like the time I face-planted instead of my bins. Or the time my kids' artwork, with their names plastered all over, went flying all over the neighborhood, only to be brought home by concerned neighbors who thought they were doing me a solid. Mom, why did Miss Linda have our artwork? So weird, buddy. I have no idea. Maybe she wanted to borrow some to, like, decorate her home, but then decided to do the right thing and bring it back. They are now terrified of poor Miss Linda, the home-invading, art-stealing neighbor. Yes, I remind myself, it could have been much worse. I do the next logical thing, sit down at my desk, crack open my computer, and start writing an ad in search of a Wednesday night husband. It's the only solution. Perhaps a Wednesday night husband will also be really good at unclogging toilets. Keep your eyes out for that ad, coming to your Medium news feed soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.